Yeah.
We pull over.
Hello, you've reached Mercy Roadside Assistance. My name is Edward. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I have a question. I locked the keys in the car.
Okay.
And do the insurance cover that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they do that.
All right. Can I get your first name?
I'm Larry Houston's daughter.
All right. And can I get a good callback number?
Yes, it's 404-427-5186.
And would you like to receive text updates with the status of today's service?
Yes. Can I get this made somewhere?
Okay. Message and day rates may apply.
Yes.
All right. Can I get your member ID or policy number?
I don't know the policy number because everything is in the car. But can you go off the birthday? I mean, his name? Like she did when I just got roadside assistant last week. They went off his name.
Okay,
I don't know the policy number.
I could also check by the vehicle VIN. You can probably see it on the dashboard.
Okay, hold on. The van. Where did it drive? Mariah, catch her! Get your ass back up here! Hold on, I'm sorry. The VIN number is... Oh, I can hardly see this. Gary, come help me. I can't see these numbers. What numbers you need?
I need the whole number. It should be a 17-digit numbers and letters.
Yeah, I can't see that. Hold on, he's going to help me. That's hard to see, ain't it? We can't do nothing but the last six. We can't see it.
Okay, yes, without one of those two information, you'd either have to contact your insurance for it, or I can continue to take it as out of pocket.
You give me a difficult time, but I talked to a black woman, and she just asked for the name and the birthday, and there was no problem. God damn.
Okay, what's the name of the person on the policy?
Larry Houston. I don't have no reply. It's a Dodge 07. Shit. Dodge Charger 07. You give me a difficult time just to get keys. That's what I'm telling her. We can't see the freaking numbers. It's 1-3... It's more numbers in front. I'm seeing him listen to his ass. That's why I said we can't see them numbers. Hold on. We might can see the numbers. What is it?
A J 3 3 G 1 7 7 8 8 7 7 7 7 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8
on the posse?
I don't know his address on here because everything is in the car.
Okay, it would likely be your home address.
No, it's not my home address. It's his home address, my dad's home address, but I'm in Riverdale.
Okay, can you tell me what the year, make, and model of the vehicle is?
A Dodge Charger 07. It's white.
Okay, I'm able to pull it up.
key.
And where are the keys locked at?
In the trunk.
Right, and does your vehicle have power locks?
Yes.
All right, and you'll be with the vehicle when the provider arrives, correct?
Yes, yes. Do you know how long we'll be?
Okay, on average, once we find a provider to accept, they'll be to the vehicle within about 1 to 2 hours.
Oh, my God. What? Okay.
All right. Can I get the address where the vehicle is?
1624-1624 Norman Drive, apartment 803, College Park, Georgia, 30349. All right. Bro, go give me a bonnet. My head nappy. It
says 1624 Norman Drive.
Uh-huh.
College Park, Georgia.
Yes, 30349.
Stonebrook Apartments.
Yes, that's us.
All right, that should be everything. I will contact our providers to see who can assist. And once one accepts, you receive a text message with their information ETA.
Okay.
Anything else you needed?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And hope you have a good day.
Bye. You too.